Hey, ladies and germs. This is actually not the very first episode, but this is an introduction, kind of an intro for all you folks out there that are looking forward to the Vegas Confessions podcast. I'm Shane Mields, and my other partner in crime.
I'm Jay Romero. What's up, guys? Some of you guys know me as Julian. Some of us have met out at the 360 Vegas events. I know a lot of you guys on Twitter. We are super excited to bring this to you. We are super excited to bring something we think is kind of our treasure, our gem we have, so to say. But we're just going to start off with giving you guys an intro to us, how we met, how we got this started, basically.
Yeah, no, and some we were kind of shooting the shit before this whole thing. Oh, and by the way, as I say shit, that is obviously uncensored. You know, we kind of decided right from the get-go, you know, we're all grown up. So, you know, if you guys want to listen to it, great. You know, if you don't like the language, you know, it is what it is. We were talking a little bit before about kind of how we met. And this has been a dream of mine for a long time on just loving Vegas. And as weird as it sounds, I'm a fairly new lover of Vegas. And then we went on a trip, and I met Julian, and literally kind of latched on for, 3 days? Something like that?
Yeah, a good three, 4 days straight.
Yeah. So something awesome. So anyway, I'm going to kind of let Julian take over a little bit. Again, this is kind of, as we go through, we're going to kind of bat back and forth about what we've been talking about, what we in picture, what we want to hear. Basically, we want a podcast that we want to listen to, and that's kind of what we're going to put together. So why don't you give them a rundown, man?
And that's not a knock on any of our other favorite podcasts that are out there. You know,
let's not be real.
We got this started because of all these other Vegas podcasts that we love so much. And of course, we're going to give a bunch of shout outs here at the end. But, you know, one of the first major ones I want to start with is, you know, Chris from Faces and Aces. He's the guy that we went to left and right when we had questions, and this guy was more than helpful, you know. I mean, he's been a huge help. And so it was really great to just have that in our pocket, you know. Any kind of question we had, oh, you just need to do this. And so, you know, sometimes we joke about how we're all nerds for Vegas, but you know, when you get this community of one another, it's pretty great. So.
It is cool. It's all familiar. You know, I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter. As long as you love Vegas, we love you. You know, that's kind of, not to sound metrosexual, but you know, that's how it is. So yeah, definitely, man. So yeah, we're going to go ahead, Julian.
Yeah. So, again, what we're envisioning here for this podcast is the number one goal with this is, you know, we love all of our other podcast family. Again, I can start naming those off now, but we'll save that to the end because, again, best for last. But I want to get into what we are about, what we want to make this. And this is something that, you know, again, not a knock on any of our other podcasts, but we want to do something a little different. We want to do something that gets you excited to download these next couple episodes and makes you want to hear about it. We want to excite you when you see a new episode uploaded. So again, our whole goal here is to make this podcast interactive with you people who are listening. We want to hear everything from your first times to Vegas. We want to hear everything from, you know, the first time you went and tried a restaurant that you never thought you'd try it, or even if you're somebody that's not from the state and, you know, you come here and you try something for the first time that you hear so much about, like it'd be In-N-Out. In-N-Out's a big one out here on the West Coast.
That's a hamburger joint, you know, right? In-N-Out?
Yeah. It's a staple out here.
We don't have that shit out here, man.
So again, you know, we're going to cover a lot of bases here on this show, but the big thing that's going to keep us going is if we hear from you guys. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear your confessions. We want to hear you gambled your last dollar. We want to hear, you know, you got drunk in a hallway and woke up and didn't know where you were. You know, we want to hear everything from,
it sounds like everything I did,
from the first, yeah, exactly, from jumping off to the stratosphere out of nowhere. You know, you never thought you'd do something crazy like that, and I think some of us are planning to do that this trip. So it's pretty good, the camaraderie. You get to meet the people that do this kind of stuff,
and
so when you get to meet some of the podcasters and they're cooler than you can actually imagine, it really gives you something to look forward to the next trip coming up,
right?
Like that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what's funny about it too, just a tiny little glitch on that backdrop is you know, I'm kind of the other side. I mean, as much as I love Vegas, I love Vegas for different reasons. My brother Julian is a huge gambler. You know, you love it, man. I don't gamble.
I do.
I just don't gamble. But I love the history. So, you know, I've got one focus. He's got the other focus. And somehow we kind of made it work. And that's when we realized, it was like, oh, shit. It doesn't matter who you are. You can make this happen as long as you're here type thing. So, you know, everything Julian's saying about what we want to hear, you know, it's not even like new reports. Oh, definitely we want to hear trips. But, you know, hopefully we reach out, too, to people that, you know, it's been visiting Vegas for 30-something years. And they stayed at the Stardust. And now they stayed at that new casino that opened up called the Lucky Dragon. And, you know, I mean, that's, it doesn't really span. It doesn't matter whether it's new, old necessarily. It's just neat to hear it, you know. That's exciting.
And I believe one thing that we have going for us, Shane, is like I was telling one of my buddies that were putting this together, as I said, you know, you're the whole Vegas nerd. You know what was what before it was this. You know how it transitioned and where this place used to be before it turned into this place. And I think that's some of the coolest things.
That's, you know, so sad. I fucking know like that, man.
Know, but, you know, and then I'm the other guy who's just, I love to gamble. I love to go out and socialize and meet people and shoot the shit on the craps table and throw the dice all night with people and make some of the best friends and never forget them, you know? So
yeah.
I love that aspect of going out and socializing, you know, and that's my favorite part of it. So when we met, you know, we didn't know each other and people were swearing everywhere we went that we were just best friends, you know? And so
I was kind of fucking funny.
It was pretty surreal that you didn't gamble, which I thought was, wow, it blew my mind. But you still ended up showing up to the trip. We went out, we hung out and had just the greatest time. I mean, that's a trip to remember right there.
I hope so, man. It was definitely, you know, for me and yeah, shit, I flew in by myself, you know. Well, you too. You drove up there, you know. I think, what was the thing with your wife? Did she had something going on or?
So my wife, the two following weeks, she was leaving out to Georgia with my
stepdaughter. That's right.
She's committed to Georgia for softball. She's a junior this year, so they went to go visit the campus for the second time.
Yeah.
So I chose to go to Vegas, the bad father I am, rather than going to Georgia. But we're all going again next year, so it's not
That's
a big
cool.
deal.
That's the way to do it.
But, I mean, one thing that baffled me is, you know, the camaraderie you make with people that you don't know, and you just happen to be at the same place in the same time, having a great time, and you know, those are the things that open up people to a whole different perspective. It brings out a side of you didn't know you have sometimes, and you know, it's pretty cool sometimes to see. And like I said about you, you know, you're really opposite of me. So when you know, you were like, man, I'm interested in starting a podcast. I was like, dude, me and my wife talked about this 2 years ago just because, you know, we're frequent gamblers, we're freaking casino goers.
Right.
All the time, you know. And so having stories and for something people to come on and share, you know, it was pretty exciting to hear you when you were like, you know what, I'm interested in doing this. I was like, oh, no, you're like the perfect person for me to just do this with. And you're like, why don't we do this together? And I was like, wow, man, you said what else?
You know, you're a fucking nerd when we both break out our phones like, oh, Lord, do you listen to this podcast? What about that? I got like 30 that I play just randomly back and forth. You know, and when you're sharing shit like that, that's way, way too much. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's funny.
And talk about being a kid in a candy store. And when we're looking at our phones and we have some of the same podcasts, we're like, oh,
right.
You get all giddy and start dancing in the same place, you know. I mean, that's what it's about. It's about the camaraderie, and people are naturally drawn to things they want to hear and people they like, you know? I mean, I can go down a list of podcasts that I listen to, whether it's not comedy, it's Vegas related, and that's the kind of stuff and person I am. I like to laugh, I like to have a good time, you know. So there'll be days where I'm cooking in my kitchen and I just start cracking up because of something, you know.
I do that shit. My wife looks over like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I'm nothing. I'm just over here in my own world.
Yeah, you wouldn't even get the joke at this point if we told you.
And when I do tell her, she still doesn't get it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I want to cover in a little more of what the show's going to be about.
Yeah, definitely.
Again, first I want to, before I get into this, I want to let people know, you know, bear with us. We are basically two Vegas enthusiasts and love everything about Vegas and everything it has to offer. So when it comes to, you know, quality and sound professionalism, we're working at getting, you know, myself, I'm getting a Mac. Looks like it's going to be around Black Friday. So I'm trying to get that invested. I got the mics and everything ordered, and I've been doing my homework as far as equipment wise. That way we can bring you some of the best quality audio, I should say. So that's kind of where we're aiming. Obviously, we have the website developed. We have an email. Our email right now set up is at vegasconfessionspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we actually got another one too. That is just VegasConfessionsPod@gmail.com. So either one of those will work. And again, like Julian said, we're trying to do the phone thing. You know, that's going to be hopefully in the near future, because the whole goal of this is to make sure people can share on different formats. I mean, it's cool to have somebody email or write in a letter and you read it over. Oh, this guy did this and this guy did this. But sometimes, you know, people want to be personable and they want to call in and I want to hear a voice. And we're working on multiple platforms for just the storytelling aspect. And so that's kind of in the progress, and that'll pop out as we go through this a little bit more.
And again, we've been working at this probably for the last month or so. I mean, working hard to get, you know, the image to put together, you know, get the website developed, get the Twitter and Facebook stuff handled. That way, you know, nobody takes over. So again, just to run down a little bit of the show of what we have planned going on here, we're going to have segments like, again, Vegas Confessions. That's obviously the big one. I want to hear everything you have to tell me about Vegas.
Everything.
Or, you know, whether it's casino related, something that relates to Vegas, you know, something in that aspect. We want to hear all about it.
Yeah, really. Yeah, exactly. It really doesn't matter the story. I mean, if you got on a plane and you landed there, I don't care if you stepped in dog shit. It'd be, well, don't write that one in. That might not be a fun one to hear. But yeah, most everything else would be fine. So,
and I mean, that's us. I mean, literally, I can start with stories off the back. I mean, but again, we're trying to make this an intro to who we are. We're not going to make this episode number one then. But again, I mean, we can talk about when Vito went home and he got stuck on the tarmac for, what was it, 10 hours?
Oh, shit, I heard about
like that. The guy was stuck
that
forever.
Sucks.
And,
that sucks.
But I mean, and I was messaging him, hey, I got an extra room, come over, we'll just stay an extra night. But, you know, I mean, we have stories that will go for days. So,
right,
and that's
right.
One thing about podcasts is people love to listen to what they're interested in. So again, we all love Vegas, and we're going to have some of the best stories to come at you. And we're going to be aiming for people who work and live in Las Vegas, kind of like some of the other podcasts do. We're going to try to get, you know, Uber, Lyft drivers. We're going to try.
I would love to do that. Yeah.
I mean, that's my goal. I got a couple casino dealers here in Fresno that work in the mountains at the Indian reservations here. So I've already talked to them and let them know, hey, we get thinking about putting a podcast. Oh, well, yeah, I got some stories, you know, and
that's cool.
I can only imagine. So, I mean, again, we're going to cover everything, guys, from stories, confessions. We're going to cover Vegas history. We're going to let you guys know where certain places started, how they started off, you know, what were their big selling themes and pitches and stuff like that.
Yeah, and we'll mix that in too with just so, like, you know, for example, something started out, well, the first casinos in Vegas, and then what it is now. You know, there's still buildings. You know, Golden Gate, Christ, is old, as it's one of the first still operating places in downtown. And what it was, literally horses inside the saloon, to what it is now, it's just neat. And we won't draw into it, but it's just still the same thing. Well, I got an idea what we want to try to line up is the episode to that's the number of the casino that was made downtown and on the strip. So episode two, you know, we'll cover that casino. And then, you know, Julian's going to go ahead and do some research on the gambling aspects of that side, you know, what that looked like and what it is now. That's what blows my mind, is just how what it is now and what it turned out to be. It's just amazing, you know. So yeah.
Correct. And as a lot of you gamblers know, there's a big difference between, you know, the 6-5, the 3-2 blackjack, which everybody seems to bitch about on the strip, you know. But if you look at the right places, hint, Ellis Island, you can find 3-2 blackjack all day, baby. So
not dropping again, any just, hints at all. Not Ellis Island.
Yeah.
That's cool.
No free shout out.
Yeah. No.
So, but again, we're going to cover, again, Vegas history. We're going to cover segments like gambling superstitions. That's a really,
see, I
really
can't
big
wait to get into that one. That's a fucking good one right there.
Yeah, people who, you know, gamble, they see people rubbing the machines down, you know, they will see people wearing the same outfits to the casinos because that's what they want to jackpot in, or, you know, they have a certain routine before they go. So again, we want to hear about all of them, and gambling superstitions, I think between that and Vegas Confessions, I think
that makes up a fucking podcast right there.
The show, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. People are like that too. And if you keep winning, of course, why wouldn't you stick to a pattern?
Right.
You know, God, we're all humans, and that's what we do. Yeah, perfect, man. So
we'll be covering, also, we'll be hitting up food reviews. You know,
yes.
We're going to try a lot of places myself. I'm a chef here in California. So, you know, when I go to Vegas, I was just on the Faces and Aces podcast a few episodes back. I think it was called Eating Las Vegas. And we talked
that about was awesome, by the way. That was a nice segment. I like that.
I can't tell you. When literally talking to Chris on the phone that day and was like, you know, we're going to be doing this. This is going to be a podcast. And, you know, just having him send me the MP3 the day before of and hearing myself the next day and getting people's feedback and stuff. I mean, definitely sold me on, you know what, we're doing a podcast.
Right,
we're getting
this shit going.
So again, Chris, a big, big thank you, brother. I can't shoot you enough love. I mean, again, that was a big kudos to you.
Likewise. Likewise on my side. So I actually didn't get a chance to hang out with him. I met him briefly the very first day of the trip that we did, before I actually really knew you. You were the first one that said hi at all. And I knew him, but I just it's a shame I never really had a chance to hang with him. So hopefully, you know, that changes in the future.
You know, it was funny because he mentioned in the episode we did, he mentioned that the first trip, we were there for about 4 days. And I didn't know he was there the whole trip. I mean, because the first trip, me and my wife gambled. You know, we'd catch up.
How many times did you gamble? Like, you gambled.
Oh, yeah, we gambled. Just a little bit.
Yeah, but, yeah.
So we, to the very last day, one of the last few hours, I had found out that Chris from Faces and Ace was there. I was like, are you kidding me? I listen to that show all the time. Where's he at? And, of course, he had made some Asian references previous episodes, and I knew he was Asian. I didn't know who he was. So, of course, I met him on the last day. And then this last trip, right as soon as I get to my hotel at the Flamingo, I'm getting messages from him. Hey, Jay, let's hang out. I'm at the bar downstairs. So, of course, I'm meeting up with him and Neon Vacation, who I really never hung out with. But
yeah, that's a note. Yeah, shout out to him as well. That's, yeah, definitely. That's cool.
Yeah, Shannon was a really good guy. Yep. If you guys never checked out Shannon's blog, check him out at Neon Vacation. He's a really, really
good guy. A lot of good information on there, and he's been he's had it for a while, and he's got a good hold on Vegas as well. So definitely, yeah, he's another one that I really befriended and really, in fact, I called him a couple nights ago actually, just see how he was doing. So definitely, you know, it's a neat community, you know, when you start kind of reaching out and making it personable, you know.
Really is. So, but like I was saying, he was just joking about the very first trip. I didn't see him till the last day. And then this last trip, I seen him the very first day for like an hour, and that was it. I didn't see him the rest of the 4 days that I was there.
That was totally my fucking fault, man.
Yeah, he messaged me on the way home. He's like, Jay, I didn't see you. Like, I'm already heading home. I'm like, oh, shit, not again, man. But sure enough, this trip we're actually going, it should be only about 20 of us, I think. It's called, the name on Twitter right now is called hashtag OceansXL14.
That will be a cool trip. That's cool.
Yeah, we're going to be meeting up in Vegas here. I believe it's the 26th through the 28th. Some are going earlier and some are coming in around the 28th. They're going to be spending a couple extra days down, but we're going to be meeting down there with Tipping the Odds Las Vegas, which is another podcast I really like. Mitch and Dr. Kev are really, really funny to listen to.
So
I'm excited about meeting them from Chicago. And we're also going to be meeting up with Vital Vegas, which is Scott. He's located in Vegas, and he's one of the other podcasts that we really enjoy as well. He's got a really great attitude and personality towards Vegas, and he just fits the mold well for his podcast. So, you know, when he has guests on and they end up telling him that they listen to the show, he's really ecstatic, and you can hear that in his voice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty cool to hear.
He loves what he does. And you know, talking about that, too, on that one, you know, one thing that really hit me, especially dealing with, again, we're all a community one way or another, you know, hopefully, is obviously something awful happened, you know, 3 weeks ago. He was one of the ones that were, he was on the ground, any news, any info, what was going on, making sure it was the proper information, making sure it wasn't, you know, misconstrued with something else, because obviously, you know, in this day and age with media and social media, and it just blows up, and there's assholes out there that love posting just dumb shit, and he was the one kind of deciphering through that. So, you know, that's kind of cool too, because that brings that together even more, you know, whether we are from Vegas or not, we all share that, and it doesn't matter where it happened in this country, in this world, it's awful, but just for how he kind of handled it was really, really cool. I really impressed me, so I just want to give him, Scott, a shout out for that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. You know, I mean, to see instantly the very that morning, the very next morning, where everybody's literally on there, all the different podcasters looking to see who's posting it.
Aces and Faces everybody's again okay, was on, you know, there. I mean, yeah, and he did specials.
I love that.
Yeah,
people are looking at what's going on.
Yeah, Yeah. So anyway, not to be Debbie Downer, but anyway, it was that show's true worth, you know, in my opinion. So definitely. So yeah, that's kind of, and I think, I don't know, Julian, we're running into the almost 20-minute mark. We can save our first story for the first episode, or we can do it now. It's entirely up to you. And then we can recap some of how to get a hold of us and how to write us. Which way you want to go, brother?
My last couple things I want to mention about the show itself is there's a couple segments we actually left off. We stopped with, food reviews. We're going to actually mention, we want to hear trip reports that you guys actually went on. So that'll be something you guys can do on the voicemail service when we get that set up here in the near future. And also another big one is going to be random jackpot moments. We want to know, when you were in the casino, whether it had been your first 5 minutes in or your fifth day at Vegas or wherever you were when you were playing. We want to know how much of a jackpot it was. You know, what led up to the events, you know?
What was the look on your face when it happened? Yeah, no shit. God, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, myself and my wife, we have a really good, juicy one we'll be telling you about here in the near future. Some of the folks out there know about it. So we're definitely going to be having some good times and good stories coming for you guys.
That's awesome.
Again, I appreciate you guys listening. I mean, this has been fun. The last thing I want to end on is just giving a couple shout outs to all of our favorite podcasters that are out there.
Yep.
Vegas family. Again, we could have did a podcast about anything, but Vegas and the people that we meet and the times that we have there are what sunk us into this. So again, I'm going to shout out just some podcasts real quick. And if you guys have never heard of these people, definitely go and give them a listen, subscribe to them. That way you're getting every new episode that comes out. These guys are all Vegas enthusiasts. They love each other. We're all one big happy family. You know, I don't want to hear none of that. Oh, these podcasters don't like these podcasts. No,
yeah, that's bullshit.
Everybody.
I don't like that stuff either. Yeah, yeah, it's not.
I've heard that, and I've never seen it, so
no,
I wouldn't put myself in that predicament and involve myself in this community if I believed that.
So. No, I'm with you, man.
Again, I want to give a big shout out to 360 Vegas, Mark and Karen,
yep,
and Tony. They are some of my favorites to listen to. Again, the meetups are twice a year, once Labor Day weekend and once Memorial Day weekend,
yeah.
And it's in Vegas. It's usually 3 to 4 days, and it's a really good time. So if that's something that interests you, meeting up with a bunch of randoms from all over the world, do it. My first experience was 80 people from all over, and we have the best time.
From all over, actually. Yeah, and they plan, and something be said about 360, too. They do a really good job on just planning things, not too much, but enough if you want to be involved in a high roller experience, or, you know, they plan that and they set that. And that takes a lot of work and a lot of homework in the background. So, you know, that's kudos on them for that.
Awesome. The next one would have to be Vegas Bright with Michael Movesh.
Yep.
I have to give him a big shout out. We just heard that he put another episode out and gave Vegas Confessions. shout out, and I want to give you some love back your way, brother. I appreciate it.
Right.
Like I said, we're just getting the ball rolling, and to hear these people are excited to hear what we're putting out gets me excited and, you know, antsy to do this. So no worries. again, another big one we listen to is You Can Bet on That. You Can Bet on That's one of our favorite ones. Mike and Mark, they are some of our favorite that I've met up with in Vegas and had a good time with. So again, they left a good impression on that. So definitely give them a listen.
Yeah.
We've already mentioned Scott from the Vital Vegas podcast. He has a blog. He used to work in Vegas. So again, he knows the in and outs of Vegas and has some really good guests on his episodes as well.
Yeah, I think he works Fremont, I think, right? Downtown still? He's kind of got his thumb on the pulse down there, which is kind of cool. So
yeah, it's neat to see him throw up videos and them doing all the demo and
knocked down
and stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's surreal. Cousin Vito's Casino, him and Cousin Mikey, you know, they're always a good time to listen to. And Vegas Vacation 4, I got to hang out with them, me and my wife, and they were just, you know, long-lost friends, basically. And Vito, he's a Bears fan. Go Bears, baby! That's right, Vito.
Calm down. Jesus. God.
again, we got to give a big shout-out to Chris. Chris from Faces and Aces. Without him, none of this would have been possible to get up and rolling. You know,
definitely.
We're trying to get this in the time of, you know, the Ocean's 14 trip. And
yeah,
again, we want to let people know we're not just lingering around, just creating the name for a podcast and just sitting here. We're trying to get these things going with one guy living in Washington and one guy living in California. We're trying to make things coincide. So bear with
definitely,
you guys.
Definitely. Yeah. And I, one of the first ones that I fell in love with that kind of got me in, not necessarily into the podcasting, but just, hey, I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to hear these guys. Five Hundy, you know, Tim and Michelle, they've been doing it for a long time. They do a really good podcast. They've been out there for a while. In fact, they just got back from a summit, I think, well, last weekend. They had the summit down there, right? And they do live podcasts on the summit thing. And there's a couple other ones, too, that all throughout there, just because, you know, again, it's Vegas-orientated, but it's not necessarily gambling or this is opening or this is doing this, or which is all great, great info. I mean, I love hearing that because I, you know, that's the one city that builds and changes and just morphs itself, it seems like, every week. But what is going to be Ice Cream Social, which is Matt and Natalie's Ice Cream Social. There are actually three guys that work on shows downtown. And one's a manager and one's, they've been in Vegas for, I don't know, going on like 14, 15 years. And they're funny. In fact, we went to see a live bucket show, Julian and I, down there. I think it was on Wednesday. And it's just cool because they tell the stories of Vegas and they tell about what living in that town is like. And it's just kind of neat to listen to. So, yeah, that's another one to throw out there. Not necessarily gambling orientated, but just Vegas in general, you know. So
one of my last shout outs is going to be one of the newest podcasts out there. We heard he was in progress of getting his out.
Oh, yeah.
Getting it out.
Should I do a drum roll? Should I do a drum roll on this one? No.
We actually heard that he was putting his out when we were getting ready to get ours put together. So, you know, we actually had some excitement to hear what he had getting out there.
Right,
and
right.
I actually messaged him and directed him today on Twitter, and he got right back to me. I didn't know it was 2 o'clock in the morning his time. And to see him basically, hey, funny. Answer a couple questions that I shot his way. I mean, again, brother, I appreciate you. The Vegas Bun Boy Show. Mm-hmm. He's on there. He's got his first episode out. Listen to his latest trip report. You know, he did say he has about 700 days to his next trip.
I know. God, that countdown kills me. Oh, God. 713 when he did his podcast episode. I was like, oh, man, that sucks. And not to be misconstrued with Vegas Fanboy, which is something he actually put out there, which isn't a podcast anymore. He decided to kind of retire and go in the backfields a little bit. But it was still a great podcast, you know. So
he really was. He was really fun to listen to. He was really helpful with the low rollers and how to get a drink here and go here. So again, Adam, we love you, brother. We're waiting for you to start back up, even though you say you're never going to, but we're waiting for it.
Yeah, never say never. It happens. So anyway, so, and again, you can reach us at, we got two emails. We got Vegas Confessions Podcast at gmail.com and Vegas Confessions Pod at gmail.com. Along with our website that is under construction, we'll get that working out. Currently, whether on Twitter, we're on Twitter as well, which, Julian, it's Vegas Confessions Pod, right? On Twitter?
Correct.
Okay. So different ways. And again, you know, we're just kind of excited to be part of this. And, you know, we're amateurish, but it really doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter if you love what you do. And we can put it together from there. So next time you hear us, it'll be an actual full episode. We'll have some bumpers in there, some music. We'll kind of liven it up a little bit and some good stories. So, yeah, man, you got anything else?
I want to give everybody a big thank you for giving us a first listen to our intro show. I'm excited about what we have coming down the road. And if you guys feel you have a very good story or very good review or something you got up your sleeve, come get a hold of us. You know, we have the emails out there. Get a hold of me on Twitter. I'm always checking the Twitter feed. So definitely don't be a stranger. We'll get a hold of you and we'll get your story on the air one way or another.
Definitely. Definitely, man. Dude, it's been fun. And we will see you guys next time. Cheers, and don't let the door hit you in the ass. So
we are heading to Vegas this week, and we will let you guys know all about it our next episode.
Awesome.
The hashtag is Oceans14XL on Twitter. If you guys are interested, we are welcoming everybody and anybody to join. There's been a page created for it, so definitely. I'm looking forward to meeting all these people, some of these guys I haven't met. So again, it's all about socializing and getting to know this Vegas family, and that's what we're all about, is getting together, having good times, and meeting all of you guys. So again, thank you guys so much for listening, guys.
Yeah. Cheers.